Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Let's do speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in this week to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Fridays, we pick from the jokes sent in and try and find our favorite. Here's joke of the week number one. Apparently, there are two types of flu. The harmless one that females and children get, and the near-death version that men get. Ain't that the truth? Here's number two. Hey, Dave, I got my wife a Coach Eberflus Valentine's card.
What did it say?
It was a picture of the coach, and the caption was, "Are you a timeout? Because, girl, I promise I'll never use you." We really do need to stop that. By the way, our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number three.
Hey, John, I had some great soup at a Chinese restaurant last night.
I'm just thinking, are we ever going to leave poor Coach Eberflus
alone?
No,
I think it's time.
What were you saying, Dave? I'm sorry.
Hey, John, I had some great soup at a Chinese restaurant last night.
Wonton?
No, just a bowl.
Joke of the week number four. I came home yesterday and asked my wife if she wanted to have super sex tonight.
What did she say?
Soup. Our chief engineer, Bill, came up to me and said, "Soup, I'm laughing." Here's number five. My sister is only dating lumberjacks. It's just one feller after another for her. Joke of the week number six. It's an unwritten rule, but you know it's true. Dads must sneeze out loud. Really loud. Here's number seven. My son watched someone do 50 push-ups, and he asked me if I thought I could do that. And I said, not only can I do that, kid, I can watch someone do 100 push-ups. Thousands. Here's joke of the week number eight. Hey, Dave, I'm getting a lot of compliments at work now that I've changed my routine at the gym.
Doing more cardio?
Showering. Sorry, I'm laughing at that joke. Here's number nine. This morning I took a long, hard look at myself in the mirror, and I'll tell you,
yeah?
I won't be doing that again. It was not pleasant. Here's number 10. So, I now drink geranium, dandelion, ginger, passion flower, and hibiscus teas. I feel great, but my pee smells like potpourri. Which, when you think about it, isn't the worst thing that could happen to a fella. Here's number 11. I can't get to sleep at night, Dave, because when I try to count sheep, I stop breathing.
Oh, my. What's that called?
Sheep apnea.
How do they treat that? John?
Well, they use one of those CPAP machines. Here's joke of the week number 12. Hey, Mark, yesterday I got fired from my job as a construction worker.
Why'd they fire you?
I don't know. The foreman said all day long my wheelbarrow went squeak, squeak, squeak.
Yeah?
And I said, boss, it's not me, it's the wheelbarrow. It squeaks with everybody.
Right.
And he said, yeah, but with everybody else it goes squeak, 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 squeak. I get it now. All right, here's joke of the week number 13. I can run like a deer.
I know, you've been working out lately.
However, the deer I run like has arthritis.
I see.
And was hit by a Land Rover.
Oh.
And is being circled by lions.
So what you're saying is?
I run like an order of venison. Which isn't real fast. Okay, one more joke, please. I just heard that an oil company is going to start making fuel from insect urine. I'm not sure, but I think it's BP. Dumb. Okay. Hi, is this mic on? Let's figure out what was the joke of the week. Andy, why don't you go first this time?
It's always, and always will be, Coach Eberflus.
Come on.
It's a good joke.
Steve Alexander.
Sheep apnea.
Sheep apnea. Let's see. There it is. Joke number 11. Bobby, what are you going to say today?
BP. BP.
I know. That was making me chuckle. You know what? I'm going to do that too. Recency bias be damned. Producer Pete, please.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
All right. Thanks for sending jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.